Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, May the 7th and the whole week ahead. The Sun and Pluto are working brilliantly together and for me this is a great breakthrough if you found it hard to move from a position where you're currently at. It could be psychologically that you've been stuck by the way you were brought up, that you do certain things in a certain way that really is holding you back. Or it could just mean you need to move on in a physical way. Either way, this week is a very big time for making breakthroughs. Here's your Sunday stars. With the moon in Gemini, you would think that is quite a good aspect. Well, it is. The moon in Gemini is great, but there's four rays that link to the moon and basically say, we're going to cause a bit of trouble. And that's where it all begins. Be careful of someone in your life, like a child, a young person, a partner, your love life. Basically, emotions and feelings connected with love are all over the place. So you need to hang fire. Here's your Monday stars. The Sun and Mercury are in retrograde, well, Mercury's in retrograde motion, and in Taurus, it does mean that there are certain things you need to deal with at home and with family affairs. Because Mercury is moving back, something from your past needs to be dealt with. I mean, for some of you, it might be the cue to look into your family tree and genealogy. But in a much bigger way, it really is opening up the closet and watching a skeleton pop out. Yeah, you need to know, you need to deal with it, then you can shut the door on it. Here's your Tuesday stars. But it's very difficult to know how these aspects are going to affect you today, so I have a feeling it's what other people do that will affect you. And you could be like on the periphery of a situation, and my advice is probably don't get involved. However, I also think there's certain things that you need to do involving big money and finance. Between now and September, there is something huge in a very good way that could change your life, and it boils down to cash. Here's your Wednesday stars. I like the moon and Taurus working well together, and that's what you have today. Moon in Cancer, Mercury, Sun in Taurus. This is good if you want to sort out a medical matter or a health issue. It's only the square to Uranus, your ruling planet, as it would be, that can cause friction. And friction comes from somebody who basically seems to just want to cause trouble, whether it's a neighbour or a family member or just somebody you know, steer clear of troublemakers. And here's your Thursday stars. The moon's moved into Leo and we connect with Mars in Sagittarius, and this is good. It's good on a number of counts because you're looking towards your future now, and that's what you need to focus on. But because Mars is moving backwards, it's a matter of looking to the past to see where you should be going in the future. We often say that history repeats itself, and in a kind of way, this is what could happen now. That's not a bad thing, because then you can learn from experience. And here's your Friday stars. So much happening in the fourth house of your solar chart. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the fourth house is all to do with home and family affairs. I like it because these aspects are all positive, and it means positive action, positive attitude to get things done. And over the next few weeks, if you can really put that proactive positivity into your life, then you will get a lot of things sorted out at the very roots of it.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.